Welcome into the In the Money podcast for Saturday, May 30th at Churchill Downs. Tom Leach, along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. We're going to take a look at the hit it and split it late pick four. We'll also talk a little bit about the pick five because it starts with a graded stake, one of two on the Saturday card. Another day of big fields, so it's great handicapping challenges and potential payoffs. And, of course, this week, Jim, we'll start with the good news that Keeneland is going to have a five-day summer meet in July, so that will be fun.
I thought you might mention that. Yeah, I was on the phone and on Zoom meetings yesterday all day with some of our staff trying to put together some marketing plans, a couple of new wagers. We're going to be working on some possible pick fours or pick fives with the other tracks. We also announced that Del Mar is opening that same weekend. They're opening on the 10th. We're opening on the 8th on a Wednesday and running through the 12th, with the 11th being the Bluegrass Stakes Day. So we're going to try to put together a really nice national pick four or pick five on that day. I'm going to contact some people probably this morning or maybe first of the week to try to put that together, celebrate the return of racing to Keeneland. No spectators, but we'll have some ways to wager it, especially on Keeneland Select.
Good deal. Well, we'll look forward to what comes out of those meetings. And in the meantime, let's jump in to the Saturday card at Churchill. The pick five starts in the seventh race with the grade three winning colors. Mia Mischief's going to be favored in there. Do you think you can beat her?
Well, I think they can beat her, but I would single. If I were playing pick five, it'd be a very simple pick five. I would take Mia Mischief and single her in this race. She's 5 for 8 at Churchill. She's 7th, 13th distance. She's as good right now at Oakland as she's ever been. A couple of great prep races. It's just an optional claimer plus $125,000 stakes race, obviously pointing for this and bigger things down the road. And she's just on top of her game right now. And I really like her a lot here. Break even for Brad Cox, 1-for-1 at Churchill and 4-for-5 at the distance with a lot of speed. And if they don't run with her, she could hold on to beat Mia Mischief. But I just think Mia Mischief is drawn perfectly here. Bell's the one's got a shot. Spice Perfection has beaten Mia Mischief before. Just think it sets up well for Asmussen Philly here.
I ended up taking Break Even in here. You mentioned the speed, and I think she might be able. Maybe the inside horse goes, and she just sits right off her. If not, she just tries to take them wire to wire. I'm wondering if Mia Mischief might regress just a little. It was a big jump up to that 99 buyer last time, but she loves Churchill, so I think it's one of those two. But I'm gonna probably lean to, and I probably would use two if I played a pick five and throw Break Even in there as well. And the nice thing about the way they structured this card is that the eighth race that starts the pick four and is the second leg of the pick five is the maiden race in the sequence for 3-year-olds and up, going a mile and a 16th. And so you can look at the early doubles and get an idea of what the public's thinking, and then you can see the odds board as you start your pick four. And I'm going to go with a little bit of a price in here. The 6, What a Country. This horse had trouble last time in the first turn out at Oaklawn, and the previous race was a key race. Prodigious Bay was really good that day, came back in a really tough spot and didn't hit the board, but it was a really tough spot. Dean Martini, I think, was 3rd in that Prodigious Bay race, came back and won very impressively at Keeneland. I think the runner-up came back and won, and maybe a couple of others. And What a Country had some good form, especially that second to Blackberry Wine, and then with some trouble last time, lower profile connections. I think you're going to get a good price, and I'm going to try to catch a price with What a Country. But the 9, Ashihan for Pletcher, thinks certainly the one to beat in there. If you want to go deeper, I thought Mau Mau the 3, Bear Alley the 7. Mud Pie the 10. You could look at any of those. It's 3-year-olds and up, and Aztec Empire is a 4-year-old. A lot of 3-year-olds in here, but Aztec Empire is one of the few 4-year-olds, so that might be an interesting angle to look at this point in the year. Sometimes people are looking to give an edge to the 4-year-old over the 3-year-olds. How about you?
I thought this race was wide open, and I'm like you. I like the fact that you've got the pick four starting with the maiden special weight. Ben Huffman and I have talked about that many times in structuring the pick fours and pick fives at Keeneland. Of course, he's a racing secretary at Churchill as well. So we try to get those to where it's, especially if you have a first-time starters in maiden special weight, you always want it the first leg so you see what the wagering does. But in this case, I think Water Country has a shot here. You talked about low percentage connections. Gary Hartledge and Joe Johnson, Joe I think is Gary's son-in-law, they don't have that many horses, and they really kept a low profile. But this horse is quality here, and I think he's got a shot. Aztec Empire, I've also got noted that it's a four-year-old against threes. Juan Moquette has them ready for Churchill and Keeneland, so he's a very good trainer. I think he's got a big shot. Sheham, and I'm glad you had problems with that pronunciation as well. You always embarrass me when we talk about horses' names here because that's your job to pronounce things properly. Velasquez and Pletcher, you got to throw him in there. Militarist is one you didn't mention for Giroux. I think this horse has a shot coming off the Gulfstream Park turf. If you go back to his maiden, his first race at turf at Gulfstream was 75. He's got a shot, so it's wide open. Going to go probably five deep here when we get to the pick four, but I think my pick would be Aztec Empire for Ron Moquette.
Let's go to the ninth race. It's an allowance optional claimer, 5.5 furlongs on the turf. Big field here. Who do you like?
I like them all. I really couldn't narrow this down very much. I've got six horses circled. I think I'll handle the cash for Bechiza and Raymond Handel. This horse is named after the trainer, I guess, Raymond Handel. It's spelled the same way. I'll handle the cash. Coming off a Gulfstream race where he made up a lot of ground. She made up a lot of ground in a $75,000 stakes race. Gets another half furlong here, and her style fits this very well. And she almost ran down Girls Know Best, a really good sprinting filly. So I'll handle the cash is my pick here. I also use Dance Rhythms the 2, Cardamon the 9 for Bill Mott, coming off a win at Oaklawn and now switching over to the turf. Unicoi for Jose Ortiz, and a really good trainer coming out of the East Coast, O.L. Figgins. And this horse has a shot coming out of a stakes race at Gulfstream. Whimsical Muse, 12. And I didn't use any of the also eligibles, but Hidden Facts for Brian Lynch and Castellano. If she got in, she'd have a big shot here. So I think it's wide open. And I think I'm going to use a lot of horses in the pick four.
I'm using my win pick as a horse you didn't mention, which kind of speaks to what we're looking at in this race. This could be an all race if you can afford it. I went to the 11 Dixie in Candyland. This horse is in top form. If you look at the two races this year, the big improvements over most of last year. And first race out, I think, was a 73 buyer. Next race jumped up to an 80. Now, that was against first level allowance, stepping up in class here. But I like that Rosario stays. And Eddy Keneally's got a good record in these turf sprints. The other thing I looked at from last year when this one's form wasn't quite as good as it is now. There was one exception to that, and that was a race at Churchill Downs. So it may be that he really has an affinity for this turf course. So I like Dixie and Candyland. And then I'm going to use six horses and a couple, including two off the also eligible. But Queen of Shades is next on my list for Brad Cox and Giroux. Cardamon, I'm glad you mentioned that one because I thought, even though he hadn't been on turf, I thought that was a real big improvement in that last race, and I thought he was really dangerous. The 3, Bingwa for Wesley Ward, and then the 2 also eligibles, if they get in, Even Beat and Hidden Facts, I would use. If they don't, then I would add, first, I guess, on the ones I would put in would be the 5 you mentioned, I'll Handle the Cash, would be because that was a nice race last time. So I would put that one on my list. But I'm going to go deep when we get to the pick 4. 10th race is an allowance optional claimer on the dirt at a mile and a 16th. 3-year-olds and up. I didn't think you had to go too deep in here. I like Fearless, 94 buyer last time. Way too far back. Came running late, 5 lengths ahead of the 3rd place finisher. The previous was a really good 6th behind By My Standards. So I like this one a lot. Probably would throw in Gunnet as well. Horse has been battle-tested for Asmussen. Gets Rosario in the saddle. Top Seed, certainly you could look at for Shug McGahee. Horse won its debut, and it's not something Shug trainees typically do. He lets them kind of come along a little slower. But so that suggests this one has some quality. But this one is coming off conditioned allowance win, and Gunnett and Fearless have been a little more battle tested, so that's why I would lean to those two. How about you?
I like those two that you mentioned. Fearless is probably my pick here. I think he's got a lot more upside, only his fifth lifetime start. And you're right, he was way back last time out. Johnny V got him. He didn't get out of the gate very well at all, but he came flying, and Dumps won that race at Oakland on May 2nd at a big price. The race with by my standards prior to that in the Orleans Classic was very good. So I think Fearless is the pick here, but I'm also going to use Gunnett just because of back class. The horse is grade three placed and fits very well here. And I'm also going to use a horse for Brendan Walsh, who's a really good trainer who always does well at Churchill, called Plouquet Parfait. I think that's the way you pronounce it, something like that. This horse actually ran in the Kentucky Derby last year. Was not just great. Only lost by 5 1/4 lengths at 57-1. And he only got beat 5 1/4. He was involved. He got pushed up to 8th in the disqualification of maximum security. But before that, he won the UAE Derby. And everybody kind of dismissed him as, oh, that's a fluke. But they sent him over there. He got on his right. Got on the right track and come back and has run some good races. So I think back class, he has to fit there as well. Fearless would be my pick, but I use those other two in the big four.
Let's get to the 11th race. It's the other graded stake on the Saturday card, the grade three Mint Julep. Phillies and Mares 4 and up, going 1 1/16 on the turf. Really nice group here. Where did you land?
Well, I'm out of money. So in my pick four, I went really deep the first two legs. I narrowed this down to two horses, one on the inside and one on the outside. Juliet Foxtrot for Florent Giroux and Brad Cox ran great in the Matriarch at Del Mar, her last out at 4-1 and got beat by a length and a half by Got Stormy and Daddy is a Legend. Very good quality horses. Has not run a bad race since she came over from Great Britain. So Juliet Foxtrot is my pick here. But Elizabeth Way for Roger Atfield, stuck on the outside with B.J. Hernandez, needs a trip from out there at 1 1/16. But got a lot of quality there and a lot of upside, and I'm going to use her as well. I'm going to narrow it down to those two. Beau Recall, if she runs back to the last time she ran at Churchill, she wins this for fun. She had a 103 buyer in the Distaff Turf Mile. I'm going to take a shot here and say that she needs a race. Otherwise, I would have to put her in. I just ran out of money in the big four. If you could afford it, I would use her as well. It's a good race. Nay, Lady Nay for Chad Brown. You got to use her if you go deep. But I'm going to take a stand here. Juliet Foxtrot is my pick to win off that triple-digit buyer the last two outs in the First Lady at Keeneland and the Matriarch at Del Mar.
I took a swing here at a bit of a price. Varenka, the 9. First time as a four-year-old, and Grand Motion, very good off a layoff, and horses can often improve from 3 to 4. I like that she's 3 for 5 at 1 1/16. Last year she lost twice, and those were two races at 1 1/8. This is 1 1/16. Castellanos ridden her to 2 over 3 wins. He's back in the saddle. Mainly, I just remember seeing her first out last year and was so impressed. Loved her on the Stephen Foster night card at Churchill, and she got a bad trip, should have won. And I think she's a filly with a good bit of quality. Liked her in the QE2, and she didn't fire, so she's going to have to improve from 3 to 4, but I think she could do that for Grand Motion, and I think could certainly hit the board at a nice price in this field. She, I think, is going to get overlooked. And if she really improves from 3 to 4, she could maybe jump up and win it. Otherwise, I've got Juliet Foxtrot, who I think I would lean to choosing if I had to, pick just one horse to take a strong stand on for the day. But I'm looking for a price. Going to try to beat her with Varenka, but Juliet Foxtrot's the one to beat. Beau Recall, the 2, Nay Lady Nay are the other ones I'm going to use. So, Jim, it's a hit it and split it pick 4 on Saturday. Through Keeneland Select. So tell me what your pick 4 ticket looks like starting in race 8.
Okay. Used a lot of horses. It's an expensive ticket, but I think you got a shot at getting a really good payoff on this pick 4. In race 8, I use 5 horses, the 1-6-7-9-11 Aztec Empire, What a Country, Bear Alley, Ashisham, Machiam, and Militarist, 167.911. I went deep in the ninth race with six horses, 2, 6, 8, 9, 11, 12, Dance Rhythms, I'll Handle the Cash, Unicoi, Cardamon, Whimsical Muse, and I forgot to mention Dixie and Candyland, but I did have her in my pick four. So 2, 6, 8, 9, 11, 12. Not as deep in the last two races. In the 10th race, the allowance optional claiming, I'm going Plouquet Parfait, the four horse, the 7 Fearless, and 10 Gunnet. And then in the Old Forester Mint Julep, sticking with two horses, Juliet Foxtrot, the 1, my top choice. And the 13 horse, Elizabeth Way for Roger Atfield. So my ticket, I think it's $90. 1, 6, 7, 9, 11. With 2, 6, 8, 9, 11, 12, with 4, 7, 10, with 1, 13. A lot of money, but you got a chance to hit a big score there.
I ended up with a considerably different ticket structure. It's funny, a lot of times we end up with similar structures. This time, different. I'm going to only use two horses in the first leg. My price horse, What a Country, and the Pletcher horse, Ashiam, 6 and 9. Going to go 6 deep in the next leg, 1, 3, 8, 11, 12, 13. With Dixie and Candyland being my win pick. Fearless and Gunnet in the 10th, just going with those two. So I'm going to go 4 deep in the Mint Julep, Varenka, my price horse there, Juliet Foxtrot, Beau Recall, Nay Lady Nay. So that's a $48 ticket, 6-9 with 1-3-8, 11-12-13, with 7-10 with 1-2-6-9. I'd like to probably go a little deeper in that last leg, but I'm going to keep it at 48 just because if I add one, I might add three. So it's a really tough handicapping challenge. I couldn't find a single in there. Maybe Fearless, if you wanted to look for one, that might be the one I would consider. But I even added one more in that race. So best of luck with a tough challenge, but a fun one on Saturday. Some great racing. Next week will be Santa Anita Derby Day out at Santa Anita. And that will likely be the focus of our In the Money podcast here at KeenelandSelect.com. And before we leave you, I want to remind you about the wagers in the month of May through Keeneland Select. Help out the Nourish the Backstretch program, which helps feed the backstretch workers. So remember that when you're playing the races and tell your other horse player friends about it. See you next week from the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.